I solve my life experiences with nowness. This is Dr. Harold Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I solve my life experiences with nowness. Living in the now is something that we speak about quite often. This is an attitude, a term, a way of thinking that is very important for all of us. It is not necessarily one that we have accomplished, not necessarily one that we have put into our experience as well as we could, but it is definitely an experience that we can have. How do we live in nowness as we solve our life experiences? Actually, it's quite simple. If any experience comes along in our life, like a question, we answer that question now. We're sitting at the breakfast table or the lunch table or the dinner table here at the monastery, and questions come up about words. And so I suggest that someone get the dictionary. And they bring the dictionary, and we look up the word. And we find the word has many, many meanings, more than we realized. And that how we're using the word is one way. And then I also comment that let's look at how the word is to be pronounced. So we look at the pronunciation of the word in the dictionary, and we see that the word is pronounced with a long A or a short A, a long O or long short O, or whatever. And as we notice that, we realize the sound of the word changes. And because the sound of the word changes, the attitude toward the word changes. And when we make statements and we use words in an incorrect way, such as when we are first learning the English language, we sometimes don't pronounce the words correctly. And after we learn the English language, we become very slovenly, and we sometimes swallow our words, we sometimes do not pronounce them correctly. Our elucidation of the word is not as clear and correct as it could be. People oftentimes say, "Dr. Barley, you speak so clearly and so precisely. Just what is your nationality? You speak English so clearly and so precisely. What is your English background? Are you from England? Are you from," well, they would never say America, but "are you from England?" And they say that the English pronounce words and pronounce things more precisely. Or "are you from another country, like maybe Russia, where you learned the English language from the English and from everyone, and each one you speak precisely and beautifully?" I do a lot of work in Europe in speaking in different countries. I speak in Germanic countries, Italian countries, Spanish countries. I speak in dialectic countries, such as down in Africa, where they have the English language as their first language. But the language that they do speak mostly is a dialectic sort of English, which is unfortunately known only to them and not to me. And so as I listen to this dialectic English, I have no way of figuring out. I listen to their attitudes, to their feelings, to their heart, to their way of expressing themselves, and that tells me a little bit of what they want to say. But language is meant to communicate. Language is meant to communicate the ideas we have in our mind, in our heart, the way in which we want to express ourselves. And when language is done slovenly, when it is done improperly, then it is not communicating the way we want. So at the table, I say to our staff, I say, "What does the dictionary say about that?" And then they will look it up, and they will see that it is a correct word. Well, as I said, I speak in many countries, and many of the translators are not familiar with Americanism. They're not familiar with the way that the language is sometimes swallowed, or as they say, Americans speak with mashed potatoes in their mouth, because They do not try to speak precisely and clearly. Well, in the many years since 1972 that I've been traveling throughout the world, throughout foreign countries and lecturing, I have spoken before many, many languages, many, many countries. And I had to make sure my translator understood exactly what I was saying so that they could translate it into their own tongue. And which meant I had to listen clearly and precisely to my words. I had to speak my words clearly and precisely. And I had to live that experience right in the now. I had had no experience in Russian. I did not understand Russian. But I knew what I wanted to say in the now. I knew what my translator was saying because I felt the emotion that the translator was putting into what I was saying. And I felt the response of the audience. And when the audience did not give me the response that my words should have brought from them, a response of yes, no, ah, anger, happiness, whatever I was elicitating from them, whatever it was, when I did not speak clearly, my translator did not understand clearly. And also, living in the now, I used words and phrases that my translator was familiar with. When I used idioms and phrases that the translator was not familiar with, the translator did not get my message across. I had to live precisely in the now. I had to think right that minute what was going on in the translator's mind, what was going on in the audience's mind, how were they responding to what I said. I solved my life experiences with nowness. Everything I do in the now. I walk my meditation path every day. I delight in walking the path and seeing the flowers and seeing the rocks. I take my dog along oftentimes as I walk my meditation path. And as I do this, I surround him with my pure white light of love. I surround the path with my pure light right now while I'm walking that path, right now while I'm walking with my dog. Right now, I surround everything with my pure white light of love. Well, you've done it 100 times before, 1,000, 1,000,000 times before. That's true. But now, I am solving the work of my heart right now. In my heart, I am solving the experiences of life. And we saw a movie last night about the Dalai Lama. And in the movie, there was a great deal of war and a great deal of anger between two countries. Yet when the Dalai Lama, as a young man of preteen, spoke to the head of the Chinese military and told them what the teachings of Lamaism was all about, what the Tibetan teachings were all about, he spoke so gently, so humbly, so beautifully, that the warlord just was taken back, and he realized that there was nothing he could do there, and he said, religion is an opiate. Religion is something that just makes people think things, and it's foolish. Well, the Dalai Lama lived in the now, and he spoke to the warlord, and he said, you should really be speaking to my minister, who is my diplomat, and not to me. But yet, he spoke more directly to the point than any minister could have ever done, because he spoke in the now. He spoke to this warlord in terms that were explicit to the now. If all of us could live our life in the manner that this man trained himself to live and was trained by his teachers, we would live a most magnificent life. For well, how does the Dalai Lama live? Wherever he goes now, he is recognized and delighted in by people around the world, not because he's a world leader of his philosophy, but because he is a world leader of himself. There can be many people who represent many things, and they are invited to come to the heads of state, but they are not delighted in as the Dalai Lama is, because he always has a smile on his face, he always has peace on his lips, he always has fulfillment in his heart, he's always solving every experience in the moment that he experiences it. There is no preparation to all of life's experiences. We prepare ourselves for the type of person we are who meets life's experiences now. This is what our work is all about here at the University of Healing. This is what our work is all about at the monastery. This is what our work is all about in any school that we go to, in any family that we live, where we are trained to be like that family. In any country we live, where we have our patriotism, where we believe in the country that we're in, and we follow the tenets of that country because that's what our choice is. I've traveled the world and had an opportunity to go and be a citizen of many different countries of the world. But with my background, with my upbringing in the philosophy that I have, I want to be where I am. When I was in Africa, Nigeria, and Ghana, I spoke to the people there and I said to them, would you like to live in America? Would you like to live in some other place than here in Africa, where your country is facing so many interesting trials? And they said of one accord, no, I want to be here. I want to live here. Now, this might have been a trained attitude by their government that they should not leave their country, or more likely, it was their own joy in being themselves and living in the now and solving all of their experiences right in the now. What a glorious people they are. What a glorious people we are. What a glorious person I am. Think that for yourself. What a glorious person you are. Because whether we like it or not, we're solving all of life experiences in the nowness. And when we recognize it, then we treat those life experiences somewhat differently, because we no longer fear them, we no longer worry about them, we merely dig into our attitudes, our way of thinking, we dig into who we are, and based upon who we are, the person that we have become, and up to this moment that we have become, in this nowness, we respond to the world about us, the world within us, and wow, is it great? Yes, wow, is it great? Enjoy the illumination that comes from solving life's experiences with nowness. I love you, I love you, I love you.